0393, Wayne K. and Mary Lou Fritz, southwest of Bowden Street, northeast of Elizabeth Street, being Lot 34 within Bowden Acres Development, variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Wayne Fritz, 9928 Rice Road, Bronxville, Pennsylvania.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Back for two people now.
Sure.
Good evening, sir. I'm requesting this variance. I would like to put a garage or carport, whichever you would approve. And my problem is that I'm landlocked by streets. I've got Bowden Street wrapping around my property on two sides and Elizabeth in the front. And that is my problem. When I built my house, I tried to keep it as close to the side neighboring lot as I could because there's already a storage building in the back of there, and I wanted to be able to put my garage up and get past that building without removing it.
Right.
So that's why the house is a little bit further off the side yard setback from the neighbor than it would have had it been. One thing that I did get was when the road was approved last year by the state and they blacktopped it, I gained 17 feet from my property line in the front and 13 feet off of Bowden Street on the side. So actually, my property boundaries are not as close to the street as it would appear. And I don't think in our lifetimes that street will ever be changed. It took us 20 years to get it blacktopped.
What is it you're proposing to add, sir?
I want to add either a garage or a carport onto the side of the house. It will be 1 foot lower than the roof line of the house, and it will extend as the width of the house, plus there's a 10-foot deck, so it would end up to the edge of the deck. So it would be 38 feet total.
The application says you wanted a variance for an open, unenclosed deck and steps.
No, that's not the variance. The variance was for the garage.
You got your signature on it, unless someone filled it out in your absence. Look at the front page.
This was something the builder messed up for the front steps. The front steps extended into the right-of-way further than they were allowed to. That was the original variance. And I called and asked if I could add the garage to the same variance, and they said, yes, that was acceptable.
So it crossed out there.
Obviously, they misunderstood.
Yeah. And I had sent a map. There should be a map on there with the garage.
Bean, how was this advertised?
It says for front yard. Is that
we need to get some clarification.
This is also side yard, correct?
This would be side yard, yes. The steps were front yard and encroached. The argument the builder has was he was allowed to encroach 5 feet. And because of the way they put the steps up, when the landing was poured, the 3-foot landing, which had to be the code, it extended into that 5 feet. So they said we needed a variance, and it was a 6-month argument back and forth to see who was going to get the variance. And then I called the county and asked them about could I add the garage variance
front
right
yard
away.
Setback.
And they said yes, the middle.
Your garage is in the side yard.
That would
correct?
Be the side okay. yard, yes.
Now here's the problem. It was advertised for a front yard setback based on the, I guess, the steps and so forth. Without the appropriate advertising, the board cannot hear the application for the garage and the side yard tonight. It's going to have to be re-advertised.
It's a legal issue. It's not, you know, okay. It's not well, something that we can
well,
make
see,
exceptions
there
to.
There I have the garage.
Well, I understand
yeah.
the drawing, but it's how it comes out in the newspapers and the postings and that sort of thing, and it was advertised for a front yard and not a side yard, and so it's not an adequate advertisement, which means it's got to go back and start from scratch.
It's unfortunate that when you called in, there was obviously some miscommunication, and it appears that they scratched out the request, the carport, and then just had the steps. But it's a legal issue that we cannot hear the case.
Does that mean I have to apply for a variance again?
It means it has to be re-advertised. It doesn't mean you have to reapply.
Okay.
I believe this application can be
put on as soon as possible.
Yeah. The problem is, what's the soonest that we could advertise it and have it back on in June?
Do you know, Kelly?
It'll be the second week in June.
I'll tell you, do this. Call the office in the morning.
Okay.
And can you be there tomorrow? Okay, ask for Kelly, and she'll go over it with you and get the proper paperwork taken care of.
Would that be the 8th of June? June the 8th?
The second hearing, which would be the following, it's the second Monday.
That would be the 8th. 8th of June is the second Monday.
It would be the 15th.
15th.
Third Monday.
That's the third Monday.
I'm sorry, the third, yes.
Yeah, we meet on the 1st and the 3rd.
Must absolutely be here.
You could have a representative.
I had to take a special day just to come down for this one.
I apologize.
You are a representative.
I am the landowner, yes.
No, you were a representative. We'll have to be here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Call her in the morning and then work on getting the paperwork straightened out.
Regular zoning office number? Regular zoning office number?
Yes. I like.
Kelly.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sure.
Our apologies. Could I have a?
Yep.
Thank you.
Didn't need it anyway, did I?
Thank you.
Case number 10394, Barbara Jean Fogarty.